Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 31st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Combined adaptive immune mechanisms mediate cardiac injury after COVID-19 vaccination. This study investigated the previously elusive pathogenesis of acute myopericarditis, AMP, developing after mRNA, messenger RNA, COVID-19 vaccination. Researchers conducted in-depth phenotyping of peripheral blood T cells in patients who experienced acute myopericarditis post-vaccination. The findings definitively establish that combined adaptive immune mechanisms are responsible for mediating cardiac injury in these cases. This research provides critical understanding of this rare complication, strengthening the safety profile of mRNA vaccines by elucidating the biological mechanisms involved. Article number 2. Genetic evaluation of early onset atrial fibrillation. Impact on patient management. This study aimed to define the specific results and therapeutic impact of genetic evaluation for patients with early onset atrial fibrillation, AFib, referred to a dedicated precision medicine clinic. Patients diagnosed with atrial fibrillation before age 60 underwent a comprehensive assessment, including a three-generation pedigree, cardiac imaging, and ambulatory monitoring, in addition to standard evaluations. The research revealed that thorough genetic evaluation significantly impacts the management of early-onset atrial fibrillation, providing actionable information for personalized therapeutic strategies. This work underscores the value of precision medicine approaches for improving outcomes in specific atrial fibrillation populations. Article number 3. Dementia risk across blood pressure categories. A South Korean nationwide study. This nationwide Korean cohort study analyzed 2,800,000 adults aged 40 years or older to clarify dementia risk associated with the newly introduced elevated blood pressure category from the 2024 European Society of Cardiology (ESC) guidelines. Participants with prior dementia or related conditions were excluded to ensure robust analysis. The study successfully defined specific dementia risks across various blood pressure categories, including systolic blood pressure 120 to 139 meters .mHg or diastolic blood pressure 70 to 89 meters .mHg. These findings provide crucial evidence for the clinical implications of the new ESC classification, highlighting the importance of managing blood pressure for cognitive health even before it reaches hypertensive levels. Article number 4. Diet and clinical outcomes in a heart failure population. This multinational substudy from the GCHF, Global Congestive Heart Failure Registry, involved 3,798 participants across 25 countries to investigate the associations between specific food consumption levels and a healthy diet pattern with clinical outcomes in heart failure. Dietary data were systematically collected using food frequency questionnaires. The research successfully established clear associations between consumption patterns of 11 common foods and an overall healthy diet with improved clinical outcomes in patients with heart failure. These findings offer valuable, data-driven insights that can directly inform and refine dietary recommendations for managing heart failure, potentially leading to better patient prognosis. Article number 5. Cardioimmunologic response patterns after an acute heart failure event. Design and first results of AHF-ImmunoCS. This study, AHF-ImmunoCS, Acute Heart Failure Immunocardio Study, was designed to elucidate the adaptive immune response following an acute heart failure event, specifically focusing on the factors that lead to incident heart-reactive antibodies. The research aims to understand the relationship between these antibodies and worsening cardiac function and prognosis, building on prior work showing increased adverse outcomes with de novo heart-reactive antibodies. The first results of this comprehensive design confirmed the pivotal role of B-cells in heart failure progression. This investigation establishes a robust framework for further understanding cardioimmunology and heart failure, paving the way for targeted immunomodulatory therapies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.